In his standing balance series, stand with the feet hip-width apart, toes relaxed. Start to squeeze through the thighs, engage your glutes, pull the navel in, roll the shoulders up and back. Heart is forward, and then have the arms angled away from the hips, palms facing forward. Just coming into a perfect standing pose. The eyes are closed, your gaze is inwards. Perfectly balanced over the feet. Trying to find a state of weightlessness, of stillness, of ease. On the next inhale, draw the palms together at the heart, elbows to the outside, and maintain that perfect sense of balance. Gently release your hand mudra, release the hands, open the eyes, bring the ankles and knees into center. And let's take that right foot across to left, and again, draw the hands directly up to the heart. Good. Using your vision to get your space to look towards one point straight ahead, or sometimes people like to look down. Usually looking up is more challenging. And then close the eyes. So you're standing there with the ball, the right foot, across the left foot with the heel to the sky. You're squeezing that left thigh, you're keeping the spine tall. And just find a perfect stance of balance. Open the eyes, bring that right foot behind the left calf. And then bring those arms out into a high V shape so they're angled out at 45 degrees out past the ears. Good. Spine is nice and tall. And then from here, how about bringing that right knee up in front so it's just the height of your waist and the bottom of the foot is just going straight down towards the earth. The knee's bent. It's in front of you. And you have the arms are going to drop to a T-shape, so the palms are facing forward. So you're standing there with the knee in front and the arms out to a T, 180 degrees, palms forward. And we're going to take this into Dekasana, or airplane pose. Take a slight inhale. Exhale, draw the torso forward, draw that leg back, and the spine is parallel to the earth. Good. You're breathing steady. You're using those arms to balance yourself. You're relaxing the left toes. You're squeezing a little bit through your core. You're keeping the back leg up. Good. Heart is open. Vision fixed towards one spot. Good. And then as we're here, we're going to continue to breathe, and let's come out of it and bring that right knee in front up front again and the arms up to the sky, both arms straight up into half Utkatasana. That's it. Good. It's Ardha Hastasana, or half upward arm pose. And then let's come back into Dekasana again. Arms out to a T. Come back into your stance. Good. You're breathing steady. Good. That's it. Relax those left toes. Squeeze that left thigh. And then let's land that right foot. Come on into a standing position. Shake out through the legs comfortably. Good. Breathing easy. And when you feel comfortable and you feel your feet are relaxed, let's start up on the other side. Let's get that right foot into the earth. Lift the five toes of the right foot and then let them spread into the mat. And then bring that left foot in front of the right shin. Plant that ball, the left foot there. Good. Spine is tall. Breathing. Shoulders, back. And then draw the hands to the heart. And when you feel ready, close the eyes. That's it. Keeping the spine tall, body straight. Open the eyes, bring the arms out at 45 degrees as you bring the left foot behind the right calf. And hold your height. Chin is level. And you work on squeezing that right thigh, your breathing, steadying. Good. This is just little tree pose, kind of rising up to the sky. You always want to watch your spine from the navel to the down to the spine. You don't want to let yourself fall down towards the whole pelvic region, but you're lifting your, you want to tower, not cower. That's the basic idea. When you're ready, bring that left knee in front, arms to a T-shape. So it's a modified version of half upward arm pose. Good. You're breathing, you're steadying, you're keeping it going. That's it. And then we're going to come into Dekasana. Swing that left leg back. Watch your balance. Hold steady. Good. Heart is open. Vision to one space. So you're keeping that bottom leg. The right leg is lengthened to take the pressure off any of the muscles. Your bone is nice and set. And on your inhale, bring that left knee in front and get both arms way up into the sky. That's it. Again, pull the navel in. Be nice and tall. Lift through the crown. Chin is level. Good. That's it. Let everything be in alignment. Swing those arms to a T-shape. Enter back into Dekasana. Torso forward. Back leg is up. Finding a perfect sense of balance, of ease. Great for body awareness. And then let's just land that left foot. Inhale the torso up. Drop the hands by the sides, relax. Shake out the limbs, let the feet be hip-width apart, rotate the palms facing forward, close the eyes, regenerate. Let yourself come back into a natural position, just resting, breathing, finding your inner center. Good. Gently relax the hands. Draw those feet to the outer edge of the mat. Let's work from side to side now. We're going to bring those arms out to a 45-degree angle. Both arms are up. And we're going to push with the right foot and lean to the left side. Lean on that. And you're going to try and get at a 45-degree angle with the left leg is perpendicular to the earth. So the left leg is straight into the ground. And the whole rest of the body is out at 45 degrees. You're keeping that top shoulder, that right shoulder back. You're breathing. Good. You're getting yourself fixed at one spot. And slowly land it on down, both feet. So the feet are onto the wide edge of the mat. Circle the hands to the heart. Inhale those arms out at 45 degrees. And then push with the left. Take it over to the right side. Good. Once again, that top shoulder's back, the heart is open, right leg is into the earth. Sometimes people call this capital X, but it's just a nice lateral balance pose. You're just getting the body, the center of your body is really over that right leg or the leg that you're standing on. And then gently inhale, come on back down. Good. That's it. Let's bring those ankles and knees into center. Good. Swing the arms up, soften through the knees, tailbone back. Get that tailbone back. Good. That's it. And we're going to come into an entry form from Nattarajasana or dancer pose. So we're going to lengthen that right leg. We're going to catch that left ankle with the left hand. The right arm goes up into the sky. And you're working into it. Good. So you're just straight up and down here. Good. Breathing steadily. And let's take that right hand down by the side and pass that left ankle into the right hand and bring the left arm out at 90 degrees. How about that? That's it. Good. Bring the left arm all the way back on up. And then come back to your original side. Pass that left foot back into the left hand, right arm up into the sky. Good. And down. Relax the feet. Drop it down. Shake out through the legs comfortably. Good. Let's soften those knees. Swing the arms on up. Tailbone back. Good. Here we go. So we're into lightning bolt position. Utkat Vrajasana. And now we're going to lengthen the left leg. The right knee comes up. We're going to catch that right ankle with the right hand. Left arm's up into the sky. Good. So this is our entry position of Nataraja-asana. There are lots of variations of it. And then gently draw that left hand down, pass that right foot into the left hand, the right arm to 90 degrees, or it can go straight up to the sky to start, as you prefer. Just get that nice pass. Good. Drawing that hand back down, bring that left arm back up into the sky. Steady positioning. Good. And then gently release down, relax, good. Let the feet be hip-width apart, rotate the palms facing forward, chin is neutral. Easy breath, nice stance. Good. And then gently relax, release. Let's kind of put it all together. Let's step that right foot forward and bring the left foot back at 45 degrees. So you're coming into what would be like a warrior type of position. And you bring the right shoulder around, the heart is straight ahead on towards the front edge of your mat. And gently release through the hip, get that front knee over the ankle, both arms up into the sky. Steady, arms are shoulder width, good. Squeeze that back leg. So we're in warrior one. And then circle those hands around to the heart. Turn that back heel towards the sky. And we're going to step into Nataraja-asana. We're going to catch that left ankle with the left hand. So step, catch that left ankle with the left hand. Extend the right arm in front and give a little bit of a tilt this time. Tilt the torso, come on forward. Good. And then let's just take this into, let's come all the way back on up, find our balance. Bring the arms out to a T and swing into your Dekasana or airplane pose. Hold steady. Good. And inhale, torso up. Let that foot drop to the earth. You're just in a standing position. And let's set up for warrior on the other side. The left foot comes to near the front edge of the mat. The right leg way back, 45 degree angle. Square the heart to the front edge of your mat. Release through the hip, front knee over the ankle. Get your place. Arms up into a warrior stance. Good. This is warrior one. Circle those hands around to the heart as you turn the back heel towards the sky, coming into a modified high lunge. Breathing, steadying, torso upright. We're going to take the right ankle to the right hand. Inhale, catch and step, and left arm up to the sky. Good. And then tilt forward into Nataraja-asana. So you're kicking that back leg away a little bit. You're lifting up through the crown. You're lifting that left arm up to the sky. Good. That's it. And then inhale all the way up. Tall, good, get your place. Nicely done. Good, you're up in, and then forward into Dekasana. Release and come into your Dekasana stance. So you're holding it there. Good. And then gently inhale, come on back. Get those feet together comfortably. Or just feet about 4 or 5 inches apart, palms facing towards me. Let the breath flow naturally. Just coming into our standing stance. Good. Draw the hands together at the heart, palms together, elbows to the outside, eyes closed. Samastitihi, hold, breathe. And gently relax the palms, open the eyes. And that concludes our standing balance practice for today. Namaskara.